I won't keep you long. I know the time's about gone, but just give me a couple of minutes. And we'll read these verses in Leviticus chapter 18. And I'm going to go ahead and start reading. I hear the Bible's turning, but for the save time, let's read together. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speaking unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, ye shall not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep my ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Now we mentioned chapter number 20 and verse number 26. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Now, we preached a lot of this morning. We didn't get, the Lord took it in a different direction. On holy or holiness. And of course, the Lord is teaching the children of Israel, and he's explaining to them and commanding to them that he wants them to be separated from Egypt and Canaan and be separated unto him. Don't walk after their traditions, their ordinances, their ways. Don't live like them. I don't want you to be like them. They were heathen. They didn't live right. They didn't live right. They were against the God of heaven. He said, I want you to separate. And folks, can I say, the God of this world, being the devil, he is in a different direction than the God of heaven. And you cannot please the God of this world and the God of heaven at the same time. Right. It's impossible. You're going to please the God of this world, or you're going to please the God of heaven. Now you have that choice. Paul said it like this in Ephesians 4:17. Walk not as other Gentiles walk. In other words, Paul said your lifestyle as God's people should be different. Now I know this is elementary. We hear this preaching all the time. But the Lord still, the Bible hadn't changed. And I love to preach on heaven and shout it down. But we're in a time where if God's people's ever going to make stands for him, it better be now. Folks, I know, and I wouldn't argue with anybody about it, but I know that the rumors and the talk has been about weather manipulation. I don't believe a word of that. I believe that God is showing us something. You said, preacher, you're dead wrong. Well, you can't prove I'm dead wrong. I just want to still go and believe that the Lord's over the weather. Amen. That's where I'm going to stand. Yeah. I'm going to stand at God. Hey, God's over the weather. Yeah. Amen. It don't rain unless God says it rains. Yeah. It don't snow unless God says it snows. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now don't come give me a bunch of scientific stuff. I got a Bible. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Amen. You just can't make me believe that man caused all this mess. Now, again, my heart goes out to everybody. It's awful. But can you not see a little bit of the mercy of God in it? Where God is trying to wake up the masses. He's trying to get people to see that, hey, that's just a touch of judgment. That's just a pinch of judgment. That's just a small tidget of the power of God. Well, do you realize all the Lord had to do was send some wind and turn the world upside down? He sent some rain, destroyed the earth. Why? Because he saw the wickedness of man was great upon the earth. The Lord is trying to turn us around. But anyway, the Lord is concerned in this day, in the last of the last days, that his people get holy.
Amen.
Satan's fighting. He's bringing confusion. He's calling strife and discord among everybody. Amen. He's disrupting. He's a liar. He's the father of it. He hates you. He hates me. He hates my family. Hates your family. Satan's behind it all. He's the instigator of it all. He's the culprit. So if there's ever been an hour, God's people need to set apart their life unto him. Stop playing around. Stop just going through the motions of church and be the church.
Right.
Amen. 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 Folks, this building's not the church. We're the church. And the Lord wants us now to be the church, that light. We are salt and we are light. And he wants us to be that difference.
Amen.
So, I asked this morning, is your life in a place that God can use you? Are you in a place in your life where God can take your life and use your life? If not, I'd deal with that. I really would. Now this morning, I'm going to skip through a lot of this and just give you a quick thought. We talked about the meaning of holiness. We looked at that. But today, tonight, I want to focus on the second point and hopefully maybe another one or two on the ministry of holiness. We saw what it meant to be holy. The terms holy, sanctify, consecrate, it basically means set apart for God's purpose. But now there's a ministry. I'm going to give you this quickly. The ministry of holiness, in other words, there is a endeavoring and then there is a determination. Now, I mentioned this morning, I'll say it again tonight. None of us separate unto God by accident. It's a decision. Amen. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the drawing power of the Spirit in my heart before I got saved. But I still could have made a decision to reject it. I still could have said no to the call of salvation. And folks, I can say no to the call of separation. Are you listening to me? See, we expect this feeling. You know, I'm saved and I ain't got any open sin in my life. So everything going to be easy. I ought to get up in the morning and just serve God. Folks, it's going to be hard because you have the flesh to contend with. It's not going to be easy. You sleep, you ate Monday morning. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be tired. You're not going to feel like testifying, shouting. So you got to, you're going to have to endeavor. Listen to this. A holy person will endeavor to shun every known sin and keep every known commandment. Now, not saying we're going to live perfect, but we ought to be endeavoring to do that.
Right.
Endeavoring every day to shun sin from our life.
Right.
There's a sin which does so easily beset us. And you know yours, I know mine. So every day we understand that's going to be a problem that day. And the next day we got to know that's going to be a problem for that day. Every day that sin will come up. It'll come up in front of your eyes or in your mind. Every day. So every day you know it's coming. Folks, if you knew there's going to be a bear, black bear, trying to break in your house every morning, what would you do every morning? You'd have your 30-06 loaded, waiting on him at the front door to deal with him. Same way with us, with our own self. We know it's coming every morning. Every day, the flesh, the devil, the world, it's going to attack us. So we got to endeavor some things. Endeavoring to shun. That's the first thing. God's people, in order to be holy, we've got to endeavor to shun sin and endeavor to practice the things of God. Endeavor to do that. Push to do that. Now, this has nothing to do with our salvation. My salvation is already settled. I didn't work for it, and I don't have to work to keep it. I'm talking about my Christian walk, my life, my Christian life, the power of God in my life. So there's endeavoring to shun. But then there must be a determination to do. Endeavor to shun, but a determination to do. What do you mean, preacher? To do God's will. Folks, we ought to have greater fear of displeasing God than displeasing this world. Paul said like this in Romans 7:22, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." That word delight means to give great pleasure. Paul said, I'm happy to do that. I want to do that. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. A holy person will desire to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said it in Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the ministry of holiness is this. We must endeavor to shun. Don't just give in. Folks, you realize the devil has to do very little work on a lot of Christians, because they've already made their mind up they're going to walk after the flesh. They already made their mind up they're going to live after the flesh. And they do. And folks, guess what? If you want to do that, you can do it. You can do it. If you want to do it, you can do it. But you can't be used of God. You can't have the power of God unless you shunned it, unless you endeavor to shun it and practice to shun it. Then desire to be like our Lord, to do His will. Determination to do His will. Those are the ministry of holiness. Is the ministry of holiness active in you? Is the ministry of holiness active in you? How much are you endeavoring to shun? Shun the flesh. Shun the temptations. Every morning, pray a hedge around you. Every morning, get with God. Every morning, it's like this. It's football season, and I remember every August when those summer practices would start, those two-a-days we'd have, and I was one of the big boys, and most of the time, the first week, one, two, or all of us big boys would throw up. Puke. And the next morning, after the first two a day, we'd get up. Oh, every bone, every muscle was hurting. But what we done, we showed up every day. And every day it got a little better. Now, it never got easy. But we got to the place where we can endure without losing our breakfast, without falling apart. In this Christian life, I'm not saying it's always easy, but the more you exercise it, the more you take part in it, the more you pray, the more you seek to serve and seek to obey and seek to separate, the more you do it, even though the devil's still there, the flesh is still there, the world is still there, God will give you grace daily. Ministry of holiness. But then there's a misunderstanding of holiness. A lot of people misunderstand. You preach holiness, people automatically turn you off because they say, well, nobody can live holy. We can live holy. I didn't say, we may not be able to live perfect, we can live holy. Come, listen to me now. See, there's two aspects of holiness you need to get. There is positional holiness, then there's practical holiness. Get a hold of that. Preacher, what do you mean? Well, positional holiness is really a reward of our salvation. What do you mean? The moment you were saved, you were eternally set apart by God. Positionally before God, every Christian is holy. Everything God gave us and put in us is holy. This holiness is ours because of Jesus Christ. He put away our sins and declared us righteous. That's justification. That is our position in Christ. But then there is practical holiness. This is our responsibility of salvation. Not to keep it, but to be like Him. See, this is to be, that is to be holy in daily living. See, positionally we are holy, but God wants us to be holy in practice. He said, you know what? I want you to live like who you are. Amen. I want you to live like what you belong to. And positionally we're justified, declared righteous. We have been set apart by God, and that's a spiritual thing. The Lord wants us to bring it to light physically. He wants us to bring it to light in our life. Hello?
Right.
Verses that I could read tonight, but I won't read them all. I won't read any of them tonight, but you can read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Remember, folks, when you got saved, God put you in the family of God. We're in Christ. Nothing changes that. But He wants us to put into practice on the outside what He did on the inside. See, the thing is this, I've heard this say, God knows me. He does know you, but do other people know you? God knows I love Him, yeah, but He left you here so that you could tell other people about it. Hello? God knows my heart, yeah, but the world don't. He wants us to have an outward life that resembles the inward man.
Amen.
That's right. Folks, how we're singing, oh, how I love Jesus in our heart. But we are causing shame to His name through our tongue. The Bible said those things ought not to be. Those things ought not to be. So today we've looked at holiness. Being set apart. Choosing every day, I make a choice today that I'm living for the Lord. That I'm going to let the light shine. His light shine through me. Now, when you purpose that in your heart, the devil says, "Oh, we'll see about that." Because the very morning you say, "All right, Lord," you get with God and you pray. The devil is listening and watching. And the first thing he'll do is pick somebody that belongs to him to come aggravate you. Pull out in front of you. Tell you number one. Come on. I wish I could say I've handled every one of those situations godly. But we have a choice. We must decide. Do I realize we're in the last days and I might be the only Bible people ever read? My life? That one of the greatest compliments, and y'all know me, so y'all probably laugh, but I went to Johnson City Tuesday to be there for a little while with Brother Mike's surgery and the motel that we all had booked. I walked in, I said, I'm Tommy Turner. I have a room booked. And they get on the computer, and the lady said, sir, you actually booked for tomorrow. I said, really? So I got out my phone. I said, I probably did something, you know. And I got on my phone and looked at my red. I said, ma'am, I sure did. I said, I am sorry. I booked for tomorrow. And this place is full. She said, don't worry, sir. She said, we'll figure something out. And I said, I really appreciate it. I said, I really appreciate it. If y'all can do anything for me. And really, in my mind, I'm thinking, because I don't want to have to tell people why I had to get a different hotel. And I said, I really appreciate it. And then another lady come in, they were talking. I said, I'm a pastor from Lander, South Carolina. I said, I have a church member having surgery just up the road here. And I said, I just messed up. And they got it fixed up, got me a room. And I said, well, I appreciate it, y'all. Thank y'all so much. And I was getting on the elevator, and one of the girls behind the desk ran out there and stopped the elevator. She said, I knowed you was a preacher before you told us you was a preacher. And folks, I'll be honest with you, you know, your flesh wants to swell up, but the Holy Spirit grieved me and said, you dodged that bullet. What do you mean? Because there was some time in my weak Christian life I'd have blowed hot about that before I'd even looked at that I'd made the mistake. God gave me grace that day. And see, it meant something. I'm not bragging on me. I'm just telling you, God showed me mercy. Calm my spirit. Because honestly, in my heart, I was panicking. I said, I guess I'll sleep between Bud and Trish tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. Bud said, I don't think so. Amen. It means something. It matters. And it shows. Let's all stand. Miss Courtney, come on.